He needn't have repeated it. Once was enough. Huck was making 30 or 40 miles an hour before the repetition was uttered. The boys never stopped till they reached the shed of a deserted slaughterhouse at the lower end of the village. Just as they got within its shelter, the storm burst and the rain poured down. As soon as Tom got his breath, he said, "Huck, it was awful. I tried two of the keys just as soft as I could, but they seemed to make such a power of racket that I couldn't hardly get my breath. I was so scared. They wouldn't turn in the lock either. Well, without noticing what I was doing, I took hold of the knob, and open comes the door. It wasn't locked. I hopped in and shook off the towel, and great Caesar's ghost." What'd you see, Tom?" "Huck, I most stepped on Injun Joe's hand." "No." "Yes. He was laying there, sound asleep on the floor, with his old patch on his eye and his arms spread out." "Lordy, what did you do? Did he wake up?" "No. Never budged. Drunk, I reckon. I just grabbed that towel and started."
"I'd never have thought of the towel, I bet."
"Well, I would. My aunt would make me mighty sick if I lost it. Say, Tom, did you see that box?" "Huck, I didn't wait to look around. I didn't see the box. I didn't see the cross. I didn't see anything but a bottle and a tin cup on the floor by Injun Joe." "Yes, and I saw two barrels and lots more bottles in the room. Don't you see now what's the matter with that haunted room?" "How?" "Why, it's haunted with whiskey. Maybe all the temperance taverns have got a haunted room, hey, Huck?"
"Well, I reckon maybe that's so. Who'd have thought such a thing? But say, Tom, now's a mighty good time to get that box if Injun Joe's drunk."
"It is that. You try it." Huck shuddered.
"Well, no, I reckon not."
"And I reckon not, Huck. Only one bottle alongside Injun Joe ain't enough. If there'd been three, he'd be drunk enough and I'd do it." There was a long pause for reflection, and then Tom said, "Looky here, Huck. Let's not try that thing any more till we know Injun Joe's not in there. It's too scary. Now, if we watch every night, we'll be dead sure to see him go out sometime or other. Then we'll snatch that box quicker than lightning."
"Well, I'm agreed. I'll watch the whole night long, and I'll do it every night, too, if you'll do the other part of the job."
"All right, I will. All you got to do is to trot up Hooper Street a block and meow. If I'm asleep, you throw some gravel at the window, and that'll fetch me."
"Agreed and good as wheat."
"Now, Huck, the storm's over, and I'll go home. It'll begin to be daylight in a couple hours. You go back and watch that long, will you?"
"I said I would, Tom, and I will. I'll haunt that tavern every night for a year. I'll sleep all day, and I'll stand watch all night."
"That's all right. Now, where are you going to sleep?"
"In Ben Rogers' hayloft. He lets me. And so does his pap's nigger man, Uncle Jake. I tote water for Uncle Jake whenever he wants me to, and any time I ask him, he gives me a little something to eat, if he can spare it. That's a mighty good nigger, Tom. He likes me because I don't ever act as if I was above him. Sometimes I've sat right down and eat with him. But you needn't tell that. A body's got to do things when he's awful hungry he wouldn't want to do as a steady thing."
"Well, if I don't want you in the daytime, Huck, I'll let you sleep. I won't come bothering around. Anytime you see something's up in the night, just skip right around and meow."